This is the Daily Text for Tuesday, January the 24th, 2017. On the houses that build us, Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Consider this. Today's text took me straight to the home of my grandparents. I was blessed to grow up in a multi-generational farming family who all lived in the same small town. I lived less than a mile from my grandparents, whom I affectionately called Meemaw and Peepaw. One of the great gifts of my childhood was growing up in and around Meemaw and Peepaw's house. It was a house built by wisdom. Though they could have afforded a much larger home, they enjoyed the simplicity of living smaller. The house of three bedrooms and three baths couldn't have been more than a couple thousand square feet. There was the boys' room, where my dad and uncle grew up, Meemaw and Peepaw's room, a guest room, den, living room, dining room, and a breakfast room. All seven rooms knew their purpose well and served the family for decades with profound consistency. I remember not a single remodeling project. They never upgraded the appliances. Everything had its place, and it all worked together with a style and beauty that had everyday functionality. They established this house with the collective understanding of the generations of wisdom it takes to make a home. Then there were the rare and beautiful treasures. I remember the ornately crafted headboard with the four tree-like posts that made up their own double bed. Then there was one-of-its-kind hall trees with the rust-flecked mirror in the middle and all those tree-like branches on which Peepaw's curated collection of cowboy hats and fedoras hung, and the marble tabletop that served as the garrison for the umbrellas and walking canes, which doubled as our swords. The things they bought for that home, while probably not expensive, held exquisite value. Then there was the boys' room, with those dressers still holding the treasures of our father's growing up years. Pocket knives, money clips, Air Force stripes, and shotgun shells. Their lives spread out before us along the walls, chronicled in vintage framed black and white photographs. I would love to tell you about the breakfast room and the oak table the family dined around for over a century. Life's truest treasures, like wisdom, gain their value from the worth conferred on them by their holder, rather than by their purchase price. Rarity has less to do with limited editions and everything to do with the stories infused into the life of the object. Reflecting on today's text and this analogy of wisdom with a well-built house has me thinking. I want my life to possess the qualities of my grandparents' home, a place of spacious simplicity and well-worn wisdom, a place where everything was old from the first day and yet seemed to ever renew itself with each passing year. Everything aged, yet nothing got older. That's what the wisdom and knowledge of God are like. They shape our lives like a well-built house, filling our years with rare and beautiful treasures. I'll see you tomorrow in Proverbs 25. The prayer. Abba Father, unless you build and furnish the house, we who build it labor in vain. Build our homes by your wisdom, and furnish our lives with the treasure of your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one. What memories does the story of my grandparents' home evoke in you? Number two, consider your own home. What stories might your children and or grandchildren tell to future generations? And number three, consider your own life. How is your life being built like a home whose rooms are furnished with wisdom and knowledge and treasure? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.